Y'all, what's the name of that movie? The tree?
Smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press recording, uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Touch me with one of her fingernails.
I like how Brad is slowly being murdered by his children.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to hear about.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deranged Penguin Podcast coming to you live on Podcast Delay.
Woo!
As always, we are recording this live.
Really similar to just not being live.
You know?
Basically, it's not
live. We are doing this live. It's not pre-recorded. We didn't rehearse this. It's off the cuff and the hip. You know?
So is your face.
Del got a haircut and he didn't tell us about it.
He got it last week.
That's how live we are.
We talked about it last week, guys.
Just get my hair cut and just show up with a haircut.
What the?
So live.
Man. That's so live.
Brad did not get a haircut.
I didn't.
It looks like he hasn't changed out of that cheapest white shirt that he's had for 13 years either. Right.
Just wearing this dingy old shitty undershirt with my 7-week-old haircut. My 4-day-old shadow drinking my natty.
It's good.
Ugh, that's so gross. Speaking of shadows, what?
Adam told me today I have a beard.
Yeah, you got a little pregnant beard.
So that was nice.
Guess who's getting laid tonight, fellas?
Yep. We.
I already ruined it last time I did that, you know?
Probably not Gina, because Adam doesn't like chicks with beards.
Is this a running thing? Last week, Adam said something to
Gina.
It is a running thing. It is a running thing.
Seems like that.
It is.
See how long you can keep the streak up, Adam.
That's fine. I'll probably do it for the next 50, 60 years. Mm-hmm. Every week. It's about how long we're going to do this podcast, right, guys?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Del has gotten up. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you looking for?
This.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking about some things tonight. You had some homework. You were supposed to watch.
Yeah, you did,
Mr.
guys.
Mom.
Yeah, you were, guys.
Starring Michael Keaton, Jeffrey Tambor, Christopher Lloyd, Martin Mull, Terry Garr.
Yeah, how can you say Terry Garr last?
Well, she's the one that popped in my head last. Is that like a McDonald's sausage? What do you have in your hand there?
It's a Hershey Bakes chocolate chip cookie.
Not everything is
freshly
meat,
based.
Adam.
Baked?
Were they homemade or were they?
Homemade.
Wow. I don't think I had a homemade.
Nobody loves you, that's
cookie.
Why.
Like Nestle Toll House. Like,
yeah, okay. Baked.
Not homemade.
Yeah, we do homemade, like, the tub o' bake.
What about the holidays? Do you cook from scratch then? Cookies?
I usually don't do baked goods, but not cookies usually.
Mm. That's weird.
I'm interested.
Because cookies are not
baked. We do date balls.
What the date balls? That sounds like some fucking. These are the last two things we have together. We're going to smash them up.
So good. And you put those date balls in your mouth, they just taste so good.
They're salty. Are they
first date balls?
Warm
feel. I bought you dinner for, you know, a couple times.
Yeah.
Third date balls, fourth date balls. Mr. Mom, did everyone do their homework, listeners?
I did.
No.
You didn't watch?
You guys!
I had a great time.
You had a month or something.
I wanted to watch it, too. I was interested. Dell, on the other hand, was like,
is
man,
half
fuck,
the battle.
There's no way I'm going to watch this.
Dell just insisted it had Hulk Hogan in it.
Well, it does have Hulk Hogan.
I don't watch racist movies.
How do you know it doesn't?
We watched it.
Yeah, we watched it. Let me tell you guys.
Did you watch it?
Let me tell you. We've all seen Mr. Mom. You know.
Have we?
I don't think I have seen it.
Really?
Brad, have you ever seen it?
Who are you, Brad, out here?
Yes, I have seen it.
Okay, good.
Is it not great?
Good.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's great. It's a great movie.
It is. It's funny.
We watched Mr. Mom as our homework. So we're going to talk about it. And we talked about this before, this part about how we're going to review these things. Are we going to review it? Like, what is our goal here? Are we going to say, hey, you should watch
this
it?
This is great cinema.
Or are we going to talk about, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, we all watched it. What does it mean? Well, we watch it, you fucking assholes.
Del's never heard of it.
Some of the jokes don't quite hold up. Some of, like, the situations. If you forget, Michael Keaton's character, Jack. I don't know. What's her last name? I don't have a last name. His name's Jack.
Yeah, they don't have a last name.
He gets furloughed from his job at the plant, at the factory. And so then he has to stay home. And Terry Garr's like, well, you know, I had some college, and I got a college degree, had a couple years of advertising. I'll go get in a fucking executive job, and she does. And and I was like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so she
haven't worked in 8 years. I should be able to slide in.
Yeah,
at the top.
And she does. She's fucking right there. They're like, well, you know, you've been right out there in the trenches of consumerism, says Martin Mull. So there's kind of two things going on. One, she has a job, and like they just switch roles, right? Like she's working long hours.
I don't even watch his liberal propaganda.
Yeah. And
in the workplace.
Yeah.
It was very 1983.
Yeah, it's funny because too she like walks into the meeting, and everybody's smoking, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
and you're like, man, that's room. No, that would not happen right now, you know. And they had like paper on the walls. Like, what's paper? What do they do? Where are your laptops, everyone? And just like little things, like they had the scene, which is like in every movie from like 1950 to like 1995, where the spouse, in this case Michael Keaton, was waiting. With like a fancy dinner, waiting on the person to get home late.
Did that stop in 95?
Well, I'm just thinking like now. Yeah, now you would text them like, hey, are you coming?
That
are you
gonna over.
Text? Are you gonna be here? You call them on their cell phone.
That still happens.
What is?
You know the way they worked it into a recent movie in the Sex and the City movie.
Oh, good.
Samantha, the old one. She's dating this model dude
AKA
who she helped
Blanche.
Become famous. And the way the predicament Blanche. Works in this day and age is she made him sushi herself, and then she, like, covered her body with it. So she couldn't get up and get the phone or anything. She was just laying there waiting for him to come home. And then he, like, comes home, like, 5 hours later or some shit, and she already ate all the sushi and was angry. So that they still do it. It didn't stop in 95.
Yeah, so they just have to make it more convoluted.
I didn't think that she was waiting on him to get home. I thought that she just wanted an excuse for the fishy smell.
That's probably what it was. It was an elaborate ruse not to wash her snatch.
Wash her coon tam. So they have that scene, gender roles. That's kind of funny. Like, oh man, guy's doing all the mommy stuff. He doesn't know how to wash clothes.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to grocery shop. Now, let me tell you, that's one thing. I can't grocery shop. I walk around in there. I have no plan. Like, I know, like, some stuff to get, but I'm like, okay, I'll just go get the first thing on my list, which is an aisle one.
I could send you with, like, a map.
Yeah, that would help.
The store.
I need a GPS, because then I'll go,
all right. The hardest is because you end up going all the way across the store over and over again.
Yeah, I would do that, because I would just go on the order of my list.
You know where you're going.
I don't list them in...
In the order there in the store.
Yeah, because I have no idea what's in aisle eight. I have no idea what's in aisle two.
And then I also put all the groceries on the conveyor belt in the order they should be bagged in.
Jesus, are you kidding?
I don't do that.
Because it makes it really easy on the bagger.
Yeah, I would fucking
I group it.
I just dump it all up there, and I just as it's
put
going
the
down.
Shit up there, like,
as it's going over there, I throw the guy the finger.
His job.
I help
Why are
him.
You telling this bagger how to do his job?
I help him.
What if he didn't like it's bagging very... shit the way that you want his stuff bagged?
Well, I go to HEB, and I used to work there, and I know that they have to bag things in a certain way.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So.
That's their old protocol, though. You're working with their old protocol.
Old money.
They have a new protocol.
Well, you know what? I had to bag my stuff myself. Do not,
you have to invert the sequence of items that have been given to you.
No. I had to bag my stuff myself the last time I went, and the cashier said I was great at it. It's like, hey, you're a really good bagger.
There's a list of things that I don't give a damn about.
HB bagging.
Actually, well,
been there, done that.
Well, what did you say? You insulted his life? Yeah.
Yeah, on accident.
I was like, Ben had this job, buddy.
No,
and I went on to get other jobs.
I said, what I said was, haven't we all had this job?
That's fucked up. God, that guy.
But then I was like, he still works here. That's not
that's
good.
Fucked
but he's
up.
A cashier. I never made it
well,
to that
how
level.
How old was he?
He was probably in his late 20s.
Okay.
Okay.
That ain't the end of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, and the thing
I
is, you know,
mean
if it's
it like
a,
that, though, I just meant.
Yeah, but if it's a senior citizen, too, like, I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they got sick of being an executive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and having their dad, mom stay at home and fuck up the laundry, you know? Maybe they just wanted to get out of the workplace a little bit.
Yeah, that
after they retired from their executive position, they're like, I don't want that much responsibility. I just want to, like, chill out with people and get a couple bucks an hour, bag some shit.
Yeah.
Was it like the old guy in Camp? No, in Bye Bye Love. The guy that needs a. He's like the old guy that needs a friend, and he works at the McDonald's.
Exactly. Room. No, it wasn't like that. But I didn't mean to insult him. I just meant that anyone who lives in this town
so
has worked there.
That part always makes me laugh because I still would be like that. The other thing that those supermarkets were tiny, man. 1983,
in the
movies. The markets, like the supermarket was a big one. Now we had like the super mega store.
Yeah.
With fucking gigantic aisles. The baskets are huger now. I haven't been to a store where they're like tiny like that.
How'd you like the hussy friend in the movie who's hitting on the husband?
Michael Keaton at home. Ooh.
So, sorry. Brief second there, Brad killed everything. Because he was like,
blurp,
blurp, blurp. And it all shut down. But we have him back now.
We're good.
What else is funny?
Right.
What did you say? What did you think about the hussy lady? Is that plausible? Is there a hussy lady in your neighborhood, Brad? Say you were forced to
gunning
work at home.
For
you. Would she be gunning for your schlubby time? No.
No. Not that I know.
Begging to wash your dishes.
I mean, I don't
shirt.
Know. Maybe.
You wouldn't
but
know
work
until
right
you were
now.
And you were at home. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So
you
it's hard
know.
To you know.
They're there.
I mean, I'm off every Thursday.
They're always there.
Yeah.
I don't. At least she isn't around on Thursdays. Maybe she works every Thursday now.
Maybe.
I've been out with her.
Yeah.
She's not.
I've been
around.
Sticking my leg out the door.
Don't go near Paul's house. Every Thursday, he sticks his leg out the door.
So weird.
What's up with that guy?
He's just in his underwear, and it's so pale.
Creepy.
Oh, what a gross leg.
So beacon.
So did you think this movie felt like any other What's-His-Butts movies?
Michael Keaton or John Hughes?
John Hughes.
Batman. Oh, sorry, John Hughes.
Yeah.
Yes, Batman was always
I mean... Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he really, like, nails down suburban family life, doesn't he?
He does.
Gotta say. I
He's
got to say.
So suburban.
Got to get. Michael Keaton's funny, too. He's just very Michael Keaton. He's always doing those same moves. You know? Yeah. You know? Does
you
it.
Both look like you're convulsing right now.
He does the Michael Keaton moves. He even did it as Batman, you know? He's like, you know, you want to get nuts.
Beetlejuice.
Let's get nuts, you know?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
He's just always Michael
Keaton. He's always Michael Keaton. I respect that about him. He's funny. My favorite, you know what my favorite joke is every time? Is at the end when he's deciding whether or not to go through with it, to bang Joan. And she's laying there in his bed, right?
Mr. Mom.
And he's like, okay, A. He's like... You know,
talking to himself.
Yeah.
In the mirror.
A, you can do this. You know, like B, you know, like you're a free agent. C, Kenny will talk. This kid, he's like the only one who'll be good. Kenny will talk. And then like
they cut away and
cut back, and then he's like wiping the screen because it got all like the mirror. It got all
foggy.
F. That's fun. It's my favorite
shit. He goes all the way through the entire alphabet.
It's funny.
It's like, was it that complicated to decide whether or not to go out there and do that?
That's what's funny.
But granted,
about it,
it was a more difficult decision because this is the day after he thinks his wife is having some kind of affair on her business trip.
Yeah.
Because a man answered the phone at her hotel room. So he has that in his head.
It had that whole thing there. Like you said, like she should have sued the guy.
I know. She just punches him and
everything goes back to normal.
Goes back home, and then the boss shows up with
"Here's your job,"
tape on his nose, begging for her to come back. It's like, he tried to like sex you yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
It's really inappropriate.
See, that right there. That's what's wrong with the workplace today. You can't sass anybody.
With stuff like that.
You can't sass anybody no more in the workplace.
Exactly.
Well, you get one. I think the rule is.
I thought about that. I was like, I bet some people are like watching movies like this and basing their reality on that. Like, why are women so serious? Why are they going to be so mad? They think it's just going to end up in some zany kind of fun situation.
No. Doesn't really work like that. I mean, the whole thing was, you know, one, they are very upper middle class there.
To have a career.
Yeah. They're very upper middle class because he was like an executive. He got fired. He got a severance. You know, they gave him, you know, like perks here and there. He got profit sharing still. Like he was mostly worried about like whether or not he could, you know, take care of the household duties, and not so much whether he's gonna, you know, take care of his health insurance or fucking the mortgage or, you know, paying any student loans. But he was fine. Everything was fine. It was just like a zany 6-7 months, whatever it was.
I just said zany.
I know.
Yeah, you doubled up on the zany.
It was zany.
Too much zany.
It was zany. Wow. It's still a funny ass movie.
It's tough to say two Z words in one day.
It is.
So funny.
If you said zebra, I would have been like, oh, man.
Another favorite line was like, yeah, you going to make it all 220? Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
What's 220?
Like, he said he was going to put an addition on his house. Yeah. He's trying to, like, act super macho when he first meets her boss. So he comes in with, like, a chainsaw and overalls on. And he's like, I'm going to knock this whole wall out, putting on an addition.
Voltage.
Yeah. And the guy asks him, are you going to do 220?
So, yeah, it was actually Martin Mull, the guy that played the boss. It was his like line. He fed it to Michael Keaton. He said, you should say this because it would be funny. And apparently Michael Keaton says Martin Mull is like super hilarious. But 220 is the standard voltage for high power appliances.
Yeah.
And so Martin Mull knew that. Well, his character knew that. He's like, so you're going to make it all 220. And then, you know, him, he's like trying to pretend like he knows everything. He's like, oh, yeah, 220. They kind of did another one later on when...
You also can't do 221.
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's
the joke. Yeah. I mean, I understand that that's the joke, and I didn't even know what 220 was. Like,
I know.
So, yeah, well, there you go. You make a perfect Mr. Mom. You're like, yeah. When the boss comes in trying to woo your wife away, and he's like, oh, you're going to make all this 220, huh? And you're like, yeah, 220, 221. Might go 219.
Yep.
And a half.
How's your portfolio? Strong.
They're quite strong. I say that for all kinds of random shit, and nobody gets it.
What is that from again?
I don't even remember.
Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
Strong and quite strong. Yeah.
See, I know it. This is how like sports nerdy I am. I know it from. Like in the Dallas Sports Radio, where they say that. They say it's strong, quite strong. They're talking about, like, sports performances as a joke. And then, like, that's where I think of it.
Is that where they got it from?
Yeah, I know, yeah. I remember it was from a movie, and I can't even remember what movie it's from anymore, just because I've listened to them say it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, that movie's funny.
Can't wait. I, like, can't wait, too.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Have y'all ever heard that? The guy on the Jets?
Yeah, we talked about it on here in this podcast before.
Okay, never mind.
Bart Scott, yeah.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna leave that alone.
220, huh?
But it's a funny movie. Del, you need to watch it.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never seen Mr. Mom.
I meant to watch it, you know. I thought I was going to watch it tonight, and I forgot that I have church stuff till late, so did not get to.
So that's that. I guess, I don't know, what are we saying? We recommend it?
I recommend it.
Yeah, I recommend seeing Mr. Mom.
It's a 22-year-old movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 32 years old. List. Yeah, it's fucking old. All right, Brad, why do you like Mr. Mom? The movie.
I just think Michael Keaton's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny.
I mean, it's just, it's silly, you know, and it's... It's a combination of, it's mostly physical, you know, I think the reason that I think he's a funny guy, because he says funny shit, but it's not like these huge, animated. Yeah, it's just the way that he's animated more than anything else.
Gina, why do you like the movie?
Yeah, mostly Michael Keaton, he's funny, and... I think I read one review about it that was like, you know, we've seen this movie before. Like, the storyline was nothing new even at the time, but the actors made it good.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, he is funny. I liked all the, like, the other stuff that, she, like, when, like, the chick says something and he's, like, looking down. Like, he's always being funny all the time. Like, not, it's not just,
he's
like you said.
He's funny even when
it's
he doesn't
not
have
just,
lines.
Yeah, like, you can just put anybody in there and they could say the lines and maybe they'd be funny, maybe they wouldn't. It reminds me of what they were saying about Back to the Future, that the guy they originally had in there, Eric Stoltz, he just didn't get the humor of the movie, and so he just didn't sell it.
Yeah, it's so sad.
That's weird.
Like, it's how fucking, can you suck at acting?
But I know, but at comedic acting. And, like, Michael Keaton was the original choice, and they knew that he'd be able to do all the, like, sell the jokes, and he'd get the funny parts of it.
This was only his second movie.
Was it really?
Yeah, his screen debut was the year before in Night Shift.
Oh, really?
And
Night Shift.
Lori Perlman, she was working with them to, like, cast the movie or whatever, and she was representing him, and she suggested him. She's like, I know a funny guy.
What was the name of that movie?
I thought it was so weird that when he became...
the Japanese car manufacturing plant?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it funny?
What? I'm gonna go on IMDb.
Fucking random ass shit.
No idea what you're talking about. No.
Y'all, what's the name of that movie?
Is it a comedy?
Man, you know what he sounds like, Gina? He sounds like an old person now. He's like, get to that stage.
He is.
Hey, you were saying about your mom? Like,
my mom's turning into an old woman. I was talking to
just
her.
Just now, huh?
And she just starts to say things, you know, like old people say. I'm like, oh, she's such a grandma now. Like, she was like, took her car to the shop and, like, she's like, that place, they didn't have their stuff together. Like, it was a mess. When Todd's not there, they just can't run that place. He should never take a day off. And I was like, what? Why do you know his name? Yeah. One. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I think, you know what that reminds me of? Is like, there was like
it just happens to you.
Yeah, there was a story about, like, I don't know, Dale, you might remember that. You remember that old, there was like a car shop there. Like, it was like right outside the university. I forget which street it was. It was, it may be on Oak Street, but it had like old ass cars just sitting there. And it was like an old gas station. And the guy that owned it, I think I might have told you the story before. The guy that owned it, he like had closed like 11 years prior, but the old ladies in the neighborhood would still go to him to get their gas filled up. All he would do was just, they would leave it and get out of the car. He'd get in their car, drive to the Shell station, fill it up, and then come back. You know what I mean? And it reminds me of that. I was like, that's how you end up getting like that. You wait on Todd, and you're like, oh, Todd's the only one that knows how to fix my car. And that's how you end up driving to the guy who retired 10 years ago and still having him fill up your gas and check the oil. That's what's going to happen to your mom.
Does it.
Yeah,
Todd's like, I don't work there anymore.
Todd's going to be like an investment banker, but he's going to have to come back and check your mom's oil.
This place
because.
Doesn't run when you're not here.
Did you figure out the movie?
Gung Ho. I just texted y'all.
Racist.
That's a good movie. Now that's a movie right there.
Yeah, they're real old now. I'll tell you what a movie is.
Oh, jeez.
1986.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's worth it if it is.
what's worth it? Like, playing it if you already have it? Like, there's no
extra
cost.
It's worth it.
You know, it's worth it? It's worth your time. It's worth your time.
Duh. Smells like banana bread.
Smells good, guys.
No. I typed in gung-ho on Netflix, and it sent me to Mr. Mom.
Good.
Worst thing about this new phone is nothing is signed in. Every time I click on something,
yeah, it's like,
sign in. I don't know the password for anything.
You get a new phone?
Yeah, we got a couple of 6S's.
What'd you have previously?
5S.
5S.
We always skip a generation.
Yeah. You turning around to the side and burping didn't really help us not hear you burp.
I could have just as easily.
Yeah, you could have done that.
Stop.
Burp. So, what was I going to say? So there you go. Watch Mr. Mom. Yeah. It's a funny. Still holds up.
Listeners,
the takeaway from this. Is
no,
watch Gung
Ho. Don't watch Gung Ho.
We're not taking that
Gung
away.
Gung Ho, that's a legit movie.
Like, it is a movie.
Speaking of phrases like takeaway.
Yeah.
This week's phrase misappropriation. I was watching, I thought I was going to watch Gremlins on CMT, but I don't know what it was.
Oh, man, yeah.
It turned out to be just some
music television?
Yeah.
Except they don't...
Gremlins. I'll watch that.
Like every other music television, they don't do that anymore.
But then it turned out to just be some lady cooking quesadillas, like teaching you how to make a quesadilla. She's like, you had to brown the tortilla, and then you put it on top of the cheese, and you just press on it with your spatula. Or if you're like me, with your hand. And then when she says that, they pop up a little graphic that says, spoiler alert, don't use your hand.
What?
That's what? Not a spoiler alert.
What are you spoiling?
What the hell?
I'm spoiling your trip to the ER.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's just awful usage of modern young people
like,
slang.
Let's say what the kids
say.
Young,
it's just fucking, that's stupid. I don't know.
Full disclosure, you might like these quesadillas.
Okay.
What?
Full disclosure, there's a commercial coming up next. That's not how you use any of that stuff. What the hell is she making quesadillas?
TMI, thanks for helping me.
What is she using? What is she making? Why is she the country music television
making quesadillas
for? I don't
know what the hell I was watching, okay? I thought it was Gremlins.
What the hell? I hate when they sneak attack you like that.
I know.
Country quesadillas.
Spoiler alert, not Gremlins. That would have been better.
You know what was kind of funny and also a little disappointing? Is that apparently Bill Burr and his buddy there that they went on tour with. We saw Bill Burr.
Yeah,
we saw Bill Burr. It was funny. He said they were driving through, they were listening to country stations, and so they were making fake country songs down the road. I was like, that sounds like something that Gina and I did like 2.5 years ago.
We did.
I know.
She's licking my butt.
I know. Ours are funnier because they were porny. His were like anti-America.
I remember this conversation actually on the podcast. This is probably somewhere around episode like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At most.
Yeah. So there you go. We are as funny as world famous comedians.
Hey, speaking of us.
Kaboom.
Speaking of us, guys.
Yeah.
It was just Adam, Gina, and Dell's anniversary.
Yeah, we met Dell.
Yesterday.
We picked him up at a coffee shop.
Which means next month is Adam, Gina, Dell, Brad's anniversary.
Anniversary,
right.
Yeah.
Of the merging of the four.
Yeah. That's a good way to segue to episode 100.
They came together.
Yeah, 45.
Yeah. So like episode 100, we recapped all the previous 100 episodes. I mean, you go back and listen to them, and you know, if you have time, do it. But we were a lot more raw, a lot more uncensored, and kind of all over the place.
Uncut.
Even more so than
very
that.
Similar to our current format.
Yeah.
No.
Except that it had like even worse audio. Like Dell was talking. He was podcasting via like soup can. You know, it's like ding ding.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got this Samson mic. The best thing was I finally invested in the Samson mic and then immediately quit podcasting with y'all for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Just had it waiting on your shelf.
Yeah. You can go back and listen to episode 100 where we played a clip of how we all met. And, basically, like, Brad thought that Dell was, like, longtime friends with us. And we weren't. And it wasn't
true.
It wasn't until we, like, started podcasting regularly that Brad was, you know, disabused of that notion. Like, we had just met him. And you're like, what?
Like, we were serial killers at the time. We just decided not to kill you.
We had just retired.
Spared you.
Killing serially. we went to Mississippi just on a whim and went to a Halloween party. A Halloween.
Best trip of your lives.
Halloween.
The trip of our lives.
How many years ago was that?
How many years ago was that?
Six?
I was going to say six.
Five or six years ago.
Dang.
So we've been podcasting for a long ass time. Ridiculous.
That whole time?
Yeah.
Like 5 years?
Yeah. No, that we've been podcasting? Like
4 years?
We've been on podcasting.
Like 3 years?
3 years. Yeah, something like that.
What the hell?
Three and a half, yeah.
What are we doing knowing each other, guys?
I know.
What even is this?
I know. I still want to say, yeah, we just met Brad, but no, it's not the case. Like, we went over to your house like 2 years ago.
We did.
Yeah.
We slept in your guest bedroom.
Yeah.
Right.
What did I call your house? Cozy?
All up in your life.
Yeah. That's right.
He was so insulted by that he went out and bought a new house.
That's right.
A mansion with a butler.
Yeah, with
and
a
name
with a butler.
That's right.
And an au pair.
You asked for it, Adam.
For this sex
capade. I'm so insecure. All you gotta do is drop one of those, like, thinly veiled insults. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna change my entire
small,
life around.
Huh? Good thing you can see the back fence there. You know, you can see the whole of the land you own. Next thing you know, he goes out and buys, like, a state.
700 acres. Like the largest landholder in the state of Virginia.
Can't see that now, huh? How about now? So, Del, how are things with your new haircut and your purple shirt?
Good, good. Just had a first choir concert on Monday as part of a choral conference. I got to hang out with my good buddy Jonathan Kilgore.
What?
Yeah, dude. How's that guy doing? Ooh. He's good.
It was just mentioning. They could be just. It could be. A
I know.
Bit.
Just making him.
Yeah.
The same man. He's Jonathan. He doesn't change. Yeah. None of us really change.
He's in Hattiesburg now.
Yeah, he's on the coast.
I was meeting with Bob Bootmaker.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Bob Bootmaker. There he was.
Oh, that Bootmaker.
Yeah, he was drinking a beer. Same way
doing
he was
doing his thing. Yeah, I know Bob.
He's always
how
Bob.
Do y'all know him?
He's always Bob.
He was between gigs as a bagger at the grocery store.
Whoa.
But Kilgore's.
We went to college with Jonathan. Jonathan is the reason I did my master's in conducting at Southern Miss, and I'm a large part of the reason he did his master's in conducting at Southern Miss, oddly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, you guys had like a bet. You're like, you know what? I could conduct the shit out of fucking choir. You know, like, you know, fuck you, man. I'll conduct the shit out of it. And then you just, is that what
you did? Pretty much. Pretty much. No, he convinced me to try out for Chamber Singers, which was the audition choir at Millsaps, and then convinced me to like audition and at Southern Miss, and then he didn't start at Southern Miss, and then the next year I started harassing him about coming to Southern Miss to do school. So,
all right, Dale, let me ask you just really quickly, the next 2 minutes, give me the traveling college football fans guide to Hattiesburg. So I'm there. I'm not going to go. I'm just saying, but like people are going to go. I'm going to talk about it on the Mean Green Nation podcast this weekend.
So what you need to do?
Yeah. So I land there Friday night.
You should have me on as an expert witness.
Well,
you really
do that.
Should. You got to go to the original mugshots. I think that's like a must do.
Can you wake up at 9 a.m., 9 in the a.m. on a Saturday?
Mugshots is not at the original place anymore.
Really?
Yeah. They had moved.
Hey, Brad, notice I didn't ask you. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, all right. So,
yeah, I remember. Okay, yes.
We're not asking for 2002's, you know, top 10 places to go.
Southern Prohibition. I mean, brand new tap room that just opened.
Yeah.
On a Friday, take a tour, drink a lot of beers. The Keg and Barrel is an amazing little house that's it's essentially like Oak Street, but in
Oak Street, yeah, cool.
And then if you really want the lowdown, then here's what I would say. There's this cafe, this bakery called C'est la Vie. This dude from Belgium makes all, he makes the most amazing pastries and baked goods like ever, like I've ever had anywhere in my life. Go there, spend your money and be amazed.
All right.
And just realize that there's only one street that goes to get through anywhere in town, and mm-hmm. it's Hardy Street, and it's going to take you a long time, and it sucks.
Yeah, well, that's fine. That's fine.
The Mahogany cool. Bar and Crescent right. City Grill are also good places if you want food. Oh, coffee. Sorry, I keep going. TJ's Records and Cafe. The freaking iced coffee is like the best, some of the best iced coffee I've ever had. It blew my mind. And I just discovered that.
All right.
That's, yeah, because you were just saying a lot to yeah. listener to Dell, who has had coffee all over the world.
Like literally. I mean, yeah, Dell used to be the one upper. He's still kind of like that now. I mean, but I was like, man, when he, like, we're all sitting down, like three of us, like at a coffee place in Denton. And I was like, man, it'd be crazy. It'd be great to be like in France or somewhere right now like that. He's like, well, I've been there, and let me tell you, it was like this. We're like, okay. I can't fucking say anything. And then we were like, oh, man, I kind of want to go to Barcelona game. He's like, well, when I was there, it was pretty amazing. You know, I got to say, it was like, okay. Can't say nothing.
Yep, always in that voice.
Man, this burger's good. Well, you know, I had a great burger, and sometimes you just add stuff. Like, as a placeholder, so later on he can have a great burger inserted there.
Yeah.
No.
I will have had an amazing burger at X. I'll let you know when I find
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
It'll be better than this, though.
Hold that thought. I'll text you about it later.
Mugshots does have a really good burger, though. Yeah. They do.
Cool. Yeah, so I got Mugshots, Southern Prohibition, Keg and Barrel, C'est la Vie, Mahogany Bar, TJ's Records. Wait, what did I say? TJ Records and Cafe? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for whatever reason, I was thinking of TJ's Wings and Things. I will never go there. That's in Denton. I will never go there.
They have great again. Pizza, man.
Yeah, because it yeah, also has
you
human
know what
hair
the things
in it.
Are.
That's what the things are. What the fuck? It's like a dude who's like wiping his face, running his hands through his hair, and then like flipping the pizza up. I was like, nah, man. Nah.
It's nah, a man. Secret sauce, dude.
It's the things. So Gina, what'd you run off to? Did you go get the
banana bread?
Banana bread.
It's beautiful.
Banana bread. Ba-ba-ba-do-do. So all right. So what's next on the agenda? Did you guys see?
I want to hear what y'all did last week. That's what I want.
Where do we go?
2 minutes hate.
Yeah, 2 minutes hate.
2 minutes. 2 minutes hate.
Hate.
No, we're gonna cut that part out.
Man,
you ruin it. Go home, Brad.
I'm wrecking everything.
Brad, go ahead. You go
no,
first.
Left and right.
What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah. You got gouged in the eye by your kid, right?
I did. I got gouged in the eye by my kid. I wrecked your announcement.
Yeah, you did that.
Totally wrecked it.
I felt really bad about that.
That's fine.
If they'd care, they could have cut it out.
You're the only one beating yourself
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that afterward, but I was like, they were probably tired. They didn't want to fuck with
we
the editing.
Tired. We're like, yeah. Well, news is out now.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway.
Live.
That's
yeah.
proof.
It's live. What happens when you do this live
yeah.
on
I just,
a podcast.
Ruin your surprise.
Go ahead and live.
Took so away.
You ruined our
Adam
lives.
And Jana's ability
what
to
yeah.
control
reveal
nothing.
One of the most
that's
important
so fucking sexist of him, right? Like fucking
for all the Brad. Listeners across the nation.
Yeah. Paternalistic yep. Brad, he decides when you
yeah.
get
I know.
Out.
He says I when. Just, he says when.
Unbelievable.
He's being racist
but,
right now, guys.
I went to Atlanta. Went to
Atlanta. Like Atlanta proper or like outside, you know, like in the gravitational field thereof.
Well, a little bit of both. I went to Atlanta proper and met my folks. We went to the Georgia Aquarium, saw the biggest fish in the world.
What kind of fish is that?
Called a whale shark, which is a misnomer because it's neither.
Oh.
It's like Greenland, huh? Greenland is neither green nor a land. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. The aquarium is cool. They have a dolphin show. It's indoors, but it's pretty much like SeaWorld. So anybody in or around the Atlanta metro area, I would encourage it. If y'all ever in that part of the, I was going to say cunt, but country.
That's what you get for shortening words that don't need to be shortened.
Exactly. It's my fault.
No,
that was something that I heard when I was a freshman in college.
Yeah.
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 So anyway, I went to the Georgia Aquarium. It's worth going to. My folks came down. They got to see their granddaughters, and we had a good Italian dinner in the city. Days 2 and 3 in Atlanta, we actually were in Decatur, which is not like way the fuck out there in the suburbs. It's still pretty insanely trafficy, but evidently it's a little bit more affordable than Atlanta proper. So the people that we know live out there. And we watch football all day. It was fucking amazing. We go out, we sit on a screened in porch, raining, crack open about 2 dozen beers.
Lucky.
Guy steps outside of the screened in porch, gets a little wet, cooks some hot dogs and some burgers. It's fantastic. It was the best football watching experience I've had in at least a year.
All right, man.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Unbelievable. Oh, big shout out to Aaron and Andrew for the hosting and hostessing.
Aaron
and then
Andrews.
I drove back.
Yeah.
I almost got into a confrontation with my wife about the drive back, but it worked out. Felt pretty good about it. My idea was to leave Atlanta at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Because how long is the
drive? Do what?
How long is the drive?
Like 8.5, 9 hours with kids. And she was like, you know, I don't want to really leave like a thief in the night. I don't get to see these people maybe like once every couple of years. So let's not be weird about this. Maybe we could stay for brunch. And I was like, listen, bitch, we're not going to be doing that at all. Like even a little bit.
That's very Brett. It's the first thing we notice about him. He's like, look, I don't care if I invited these people and they are just, you know, breaking all their plans and they just have to step into work to finish up some paperwork. We are leaving now. We're leaving without him. I was like, God.
This fucking guy. I don't even know him. So we left at 6 in the morning. We were back here by 3:30. It was the most marvelous trip with children I have in my recorded history up here. It was fantastic.
And how many trips is that? Like 3?
Couple days. Next on the list. Jaina?
What?
Did you just pass the hot potato? Hot potato, yeah.
Well, we went to see Bill Burr on Friday, so that was really fun.
I think we saw a dentist there, and we both tried to not see each other. Weird. Yeah.
Saw your dentist?
Yeah. I think she recognized us, and I think she was like, oh, I don't want to see my client. I was like, oh, I don't want to see our dentist.
Yeah, anyway. It's a two-way street. Like, yeah.
But anyway, other than that, I've been lazy. That was the most eventful thing that happened this week. I just walk around feeling kind of queasy all the time. And eating a lot to make that feeling go away.
See, now I puked today. I don't even know why.
You have morning sickness too?
Sympathy sickness.
No, it was, I think I had something. I had like the New York Yankee from Jason's Deli today.
Yeah.
Everything's fine, but I ate an apple on my way to class. Everything's fine. But we're pulling up and I'm like reading the last of the assignment. And I was just like, I gotta puke. I opened the door, puked.
Huh. Today?
Yeah.
You know what? That happened to me last week.
You have sympathy pukes?
No. I get like this, though. I don't know what the hell is up with me. I think someone with cheese. I'm breaking down. That's why I'm putting forth
what did you have from Jason's Deli? I had a Reuben from Jason's Deli.
I had a New York Yankee, which is kind of similar.
Yeah, I think that it's like what they call a Reuben, right?
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah. There you go.
I was allergic, feeling sick, too.
We're allergic to Jason's Deli. What the fuck?
I love the ribbon. It's fucking delicious.
Oh, I've been craving a sub sandwich so hard. Just because I know I can't have it.
Bet you have.
She can't have it. She can't have, like,
lunch meat.
I want lunch meat.
She's trying to kill my kid.
And a beer.
I mean, you can have lunch meat. You just got to cook it first.
Which, yeah, that sounds terrible. I don't want
hot, Adam,
flaming
are you
hot
not
lunch
drinking
meat.
Out of respect for...
I'm mostly... I think we made mostly. A joke about this mostly. On the show, too. Yeah, I'm not... I haven't been drinking as much
pretty
as
sure
I'd like
you were
to.
Like,
except for football games.
Except F for
that,
football
I'm
games.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to
But we went to
the
tailgate, and Gina was like, drink one for me. And then, like, I let her smell it. And she was like, it smells so good.
It did smell really good.
So this beer and the next four are for you, Gina.
I
think, but yeah, she was like, "Do you want me to stop and get you a six pack on the way?" I was like, "Get what? When do I stop
I
and get
know
a six
why
pack?"
That was weird.
I think Gina just wants me to drink so she can watch me and live vicariously through me.
It seems like a good night for somebody to have beer.
So you go.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that's really thoughtful.
Yeah. Right. And he said no. He just
like, no, bitch, just go home.
Stupid. Hot potato, Dell. I didn't give it to you.
Where? I already went.
What?
Went ahead, gone.
You already kind of had went ahead, gone, but.
You went ahead, gone.
Adam, what else? I took it back, Dell.
Not a lot goes on in my life. I went to see a concert. Oh, Seren played at the Thirsty Hippo in Hattiesburg. It's a good concert venue, and they have great hamburgers as well in Hattiesburg, if you want to add that to your list, Adam.
Seren,
y'all know
Seren?
Them is. They're from Denton.
Denton.
And so I went to see them play.
It's a good show.
I got to see them in Phoenix earlier this year. Yeah, they're good.
And you're just traveling the country.
Got to hang out with them a little bit.
How do you spell Seren?
Seryn.
What kind of stuff? Like all rock?
They're like indie rock folk.
Are they? Do they do that stupid thing where like they have like that fake accent? There's like three chicks now that sing like that. They sing like that.
Sing like they're British when they're not.
Like they're like gonna puke.
They don't cry. They don't make those sounds.
Yeah, I don't like that. I fucking hate it.
What is that sound?
Seryn. Seryn.
Yn.
Yeah. You probably could just text them that
Why?
Later. Like, I mean, I think it's probably the easiest way. I don't think this is the only communication time you have with us.
I feel pretty confident I got it.
Seems like very inefficient. Yn. Yn.
And Saturday I was worthless around the house all day, and Sunday I worked all day. And then Monday and Tuesday, Jonathan was in town, and it was a conference. So I did that.
Concerto. Let's go, man.
Sweet.
Oh,
you gonna toss me the potato?
Let's go back to Brad for a minute.
Can you follow up?
Here we go. All right, Adam, you can go ahead and work on.
I don't know if I talked about this last week, but I think when the I was thinking about it today or the past couple of days, it's my nephews, our nephews, and how they like really like abattoirs. You know, they like animals. Mm-hmm. And so we're playing this game. This again, we were just over there. I was over there. They're playing this game. So we're sitting around eating pizza, right? Just whatever. And the kids eating pizza. Oh, pizza. And they were like, let's play the animal game. So you name the game, right? You pick an animal in your head. You're like, the lion. And so then you say, all right, I'm from Africa. So then the other person, everybody else tries to guess what it is. And so you keep giving clues and stuff. Now, that's a pretty simple game, right? And there's like a 5-year-old, an 8-year-old kid. So, you know, I would think they're just like, you know, lions, tigers, bears, whatever.
Oh,
right?
Mine.
Yeah, but no, they're like, they're guessing like very specific animals. They're like the Florida panther. You know what I mean? Like it got me because I had to look up, like, I was like, oh, well, shit, I didn't mean compete in this game. So I was looking up top 20 exotic animals.
Macaw.
Well, and I picked, like, you know, like of that list, they either guessed, chose as a, they, you know, like, guest edit for one of somebody else's, or chose as their animal, or like, you know, got mine right, the one or two that I picked on there. Like, I picked the Madagascar hissing cockroach, and the one who was like, Madagascar hissing cockroach. I was like, how the fuck did you know that shit? And then the other one was like capybara, whatever, the sugar glider, you know, all these. I was like, what the? I need to go deep. Anyway, so I picked one. I picked the woodpecker, North American woodpecker, right?
Fleet Woodpecker.
It's a good one.
And the little kid, he's five, and he was like, pileated. I was like, what? What the hell is pileated? And I looked back at my phone, right? I had it hidden so you couldn't see. I looked back at my phone. That's what it's called. It's called the pileated woodpecker. I was like, I didn't even fucking know that. You know? I was like, how the hell did you know that? How do you know? He's like, it's a pileated. I was like, what? Where do you learn this stuff, kid? Anyway.
Seriously, where do they learn that?
I don't know.
I want to start teaching my kids that. No, well, seriously.
Well, I think, you know, it's, they just go, they like animals. So, they, you know, the various ways kids, they watch it on TV, right? There's an animal show. And they'll go to the book, Gina's sister, this is Gina's sister's kids. She likes to read. They'll go to the library all together. And they'll pick out animal books, like three or four, like a stack. And they'll just fucking read them all. And then they'll take them back. And then they play weird games. Like, they'll draw them, like, the animals. Well, they'll draw sharks. One of them's into sharks. He's drawing sharks eating me. So I was drawing stuff eating him. That's the way we had to draw. It was kind of fun. But what I got a kick out of was, like, so one of the ones I picked was the albino squirrel, right? The one that we see in UNT all the time. And they were like, oh, that's a good one. And I showed them the picture of it. And little kid, he just started laughing with, like, joy. He was like, whoa! He was like, I was like, what the? What was surprising to me, I was like, I don't think I've ever recently, I can't remember a time where I just like giggled with glee at something that I thought was cool. And I thought something, I think my phone's cool, you know, I've seen stuff that's cool. But I don't think I've ever like, whoa, that's amazing. It just started laughing. Like, you know what I mean?
Isn't it sort of funny though that like, it's such a simple thing that you just like, they just scrape the color off of it. It's a squirrel.
I know. Yeah, he's like, whoa, it's so crazy. Then, like, later, he's like, we get in a car. He's like, Uncle Adam, can you show me really cool animals again? I was like, sure, I could do that. You just Google crazy animals. So, yeah.
It's funny you say that, though, because at the aquarium, they had an albino alligator. And it's like every 2 seconds by that exhibit, somebody was doing that. Because they had like, it was during the week, so there were all these school crowds there.
Yeah.
And like every time a new group of kids would walk in, they'd be like, oh my God, look at that! Look at the alligator! Yeah.
I think that's what.
Actually, pretty crazy. It was a fucking white alligator. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I think that's why like grandparents like kids, because it lets them feel young again. Because think about how long it's been since, like, you know, you're talking about your parents, right?
Oh, yeah. Callous, man. They're just like... Yeah.
They want everybody to get off their lawn. Great,
but, you know, they're not, like, overzealously, like, joyful about too much.
It's hard to be joyful about anything. As you get older, everything just kind of hurts.
Like, meh.
Like, your best day, nothing really hurts you, I think. Yeah, yeah.
Like, my dad was really, really joyful about 3 weeks ago because he bought his first new car.
There you go.
It's a big moment.
I mean, that's sort of difficult, right? Like, I mean, that's like a huge exercise in delayed gratification.
Yeah.
Like, wait 65 years to buy something.
Yeah.
He's always had, you know, the old, not really busted, but... mostly busted automobile in the Polk family.
There you go. Delayed patience. Yeah, so that's kind of what I did. That was, I think, the best thing I did. The other thing I did was just, like, delay all my final project research. I'm having the hardest time giving a single damn. Like, I've blown, like, two deadlines, and I don't even care. Like, I don't even have a twinge of guilt or, like, a twinge of, like, panic. There's nothing, no spider sense, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sleeping through these alarms right here. Like, I don't even care.
Such a rebel.
Yeah. I was like, I don't really care.
Gonna make a movie about you.
I'm a rebel, baby. I'd skip deadlines.
I get fired. I fail my last semester.
No.
I need a job.
Now I'm a beggar.
Hey, it's a fun job.
I guess.
I always enjoyed it.
I did. Like, sometimes I'd see, like, you know, during Thanksgiving, people, like, lining up. I was like, okay.
It's the best time.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get all these turkeys coming in. You know how they, boom, boom, cranberry sauce, boom, this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, just throw it in there.
Box of stuffing, lazy. Keep on bagging.
What do you mean, lazy? Box of stuffing.
Box. You should be ashamed of yourself.
No.
Yeah.
Old bitch.
Might as well get a TV dinner.
So, yeah, there you go. That's it. That was my week. Fantasy, you want to talk about fantasy football in this fucking ridiculous ass week? You scored 207.
Who's asking that's a question?
Right, Dale scored 172.
I don't want to talk about that. Brad, back to your question.
And so, who had
170? I don't want to talk about this. Brad, back to your question.
A elite QB had 173.
Back to you.
I don't know. I was pretty blown away that I broke 200. I was sitting at 193 and I was like,
Dale, back to you.
Oh, God, I want to break 200 so bad.
Tell
and
back to you.
Happened. I feel pretty good about it after having such a shitty first week.
What did I
score the first week? Like 44 points or something like that? It was terrible.
You are the leading scorer now. That's how well you did.
I have to say
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Del, back to you.
Ridiculous. Del, back to you.
What is this supposed to be talking about?
Not fantasy football?
No, I want to talk about fantasy football.
Gina doesn't want to talk about it because she's awful now.
Oh.
All right, quick recap. I won. I'm 3-0. The only undefeated team. Again, I want to point this out that the Minchocalypse is like, you know, before the season, I think pretty much my own competition is elite QB. But it's pretty much going to be me and him. I went to the playoffs 3 years in a row. I mean, I did pretty good. I got this. 0-3. Oh, and fucking three. That's where he is right now.
Nice fucking W, Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm 3-0. 3-0, bitches. And Brad fucking beat the Manicondas 207-94.
That's right.
We should play like that, like the fastest 2 minutes in football thing that Chris Berman did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back. Anyway, Texas Hotness 96, Hollywood Mavericks 76. Eight elite QB. 173, eat my jorts, falls out of the ranks of the unbeaten. He's now only 85. He's 2-1 now. Football is a flat sphere. God, I'm becoming my astrology teacher back at UNT. She would say spear.
Yeah, she does.
Astrology?
Yeah, that's what I called it. It was astronomy.
I was like, they actually had a class?
Oh, no,
deep in that Pisces shit.
Yeah. but yeah, football is a flat sphere.
Sphere?
Yeah.
You know
whooped
that.
Gina's ass. Doubled her up and add 12 more to it.
Don't talk about doubling me up.
I didn't double. Wait, no, that's added way more than 12.
Almost triple.
Yeah. Jeez. Almost triple. So Dell's 2-1. 172. And he was the third leading scorer at 172. And Big Daddy Num Num finally got a win. It was a battle of the losers. So he got a win. The Munchocalypse is 0-3. He had 65. Big Daddy Num Num, 85.
You need a new
team. That 207 is going to be like a season high. I think that's a league high
I think there was a higher one. It was like 223. And that was last season by... I think probably could check on it. Yeah, I'll look through it and see it.
By me?
No, it was by the other dude, Aaron Switzer. Poyos Hermanos. So this week, me versus Gina, Brad versus Hollywood Mavericks, A Elite QB and Manicondas, Texas Hotness, and football is a flat...
Wow! Again,
do I look like
again?
Star
you
Trek?
Fail to speak.
Sphere.
Properly.
I can't do it. Tongue twister. And then eat my jorts, Big Daddy Num Num, the Minchocalypse, and Team Ochoa. So Brad, who do you play again? So Brad's gonna lose. I think
Mavericks.
Yeah, I think
I gotta set my lineup. I still haven't done that.
Your favorite. I am I'm an underdog for the fourth week in a row, and I am 3-0, guys. I'm gonna win this fucking league.
No, you're not.
Gonna win.
Nope.
I'm gonna win.
I have the biggest differential between points for and points against.
So it means you're lucky and you're lucky. That's all that means. Mm. That's all that means.
That's not.
That's all that means. So what else do we have to talk about, Gita? What are you looking at Worf for?
Because I felt like I looked like him for a second. Because I was going like this. And then I looked like my hairline was receding. And I was like, I look like that guy on Star Trek.
Worf. Yeah, a little bit.
Anyway, let's change the angle there.
Worf. So anything you guys want to wrap up the show with as we go into another week? We're going to give anybody some homework this week.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks.
I liked Too Many Cooks.
It was pretty great.
Look at this really quick. I tried to show Too Many Cooks to my entire family over the Christmas break this past year.
They didn't appreciate it.
I think it's something that you have to enjoy by yourself. You can't put it on the TV.
Did they like it at first and then it was too much, or they just never liked it?
It was just too much. Like, they just couldn't stay with it. They're like, this is fucking retarded.
It's so great.
Just please stop. Please.
Oh,
I was like, no, just let it go. It gets funnier. And they're like, just fuck you. You're ruining Christmas.
Gather round, it's a Christmas tradition at the Park House.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
That it was great. It was fucking great. Man, you know what? UNT is 03. We're still going to go out to Tennessee. We already bought our tickets and things. Brad, are you going to go? I have to ask Brad every week, because I know one of these weeks is going to be like,
I'm not going. I know.
Guys, it's coming. I'm sorry. You got to make it. I'm sorry, gang. We're like, what's this? My daughter gouged my eye out. Finally got it. Got hold of it.
Able to see the game. Might as well not go.
Can't make my way up the steps.
Did you buy your tickets yet?
No, I've not done that. Have y'all?
Yeah.
We haven't bought our tickets in the stadium.
No, yeah. Not game tickets. Just the plane and the hostel is confirmed.
No, we're not staying in a hostel. It's a hotel. We're actually
Call hotels around here.
Yeah. Okay. Dell, are you going to make it out? Are you going to change your trip to Seattle or whatever?
Portland.
Yeah. Portland. I'm going to go to Tennessee to watch.
Yes.
UNT lose.
Yes.
They're going to get fucking destroyed. They're going to get
awesome beer and coffee and singing at an awesome concert.
They
awesome.
Got beer in Tennessee,
We can put on the concert. We can stand around and sing.
Might have coffee there too.
You should really
It'd be like a reunion.
It'd be a fucking reunion.
When's the last time we were all in the same place?
When's the last time?
At the same time.
It was like in October. That was the last time we were all together. Like
y'all come over here for Halloween. How about that?
I don't know what that is. I know Halloween, but I don't know Halloween.
I know Halloween.
That's different. You speak Mississippi, man.
Tennessee. An appropriate.
No, y'all should come to our place for Halloween.
Yeah, man. Last year we had a Halloween party. I don't think we're going to have a Halloween party.
You can't?
Yeah.
I cannot. No?
Can't.
I have a concert that I have to go to on the day before Halloween. And then I have to work on Sunday after Halloween. All Saints Day.
I think the final trip that we're going to be taking domestically will be to Tennessee. And then we're going to go to Mississippi. Well, I mean, this year. Getting to Dell. Then we're going to go to España. Spain. I always think of Spain like that, like Street Fighter. Yeah. Wherever I think of Japan.
Yeah.
Japan. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
No,
right.
Probably not.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
Good show, guys.
Oh, dude.
Good show, guys.
Tiger. Are we done?
Yeah.
Are we done?
Wait, no.
Somebody sing us a lullaby. You were in the chamber choir, and Brad was an off-Broadway star.
Yeah.
Ready? Sing us a song. Sing the theme song. Oh, that arrange. Good to go. At a what? At a two. At a what? Two, three. Guys are awful.